We'll get a taste of some of the newest releases in the world of folk music with WPR's resident expert. Actually, not just folk. We'll also talk about classical music with Stephanie Elkins.
She's host of WPR Simply Folk and Morning Classics, and she's with us to share some new songs. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, we hear one of these selections right now behind us. Tell us about it.
This is the Punch Brothers. We just got it into our collection just a few weeks ago. It's been out for a little while, though. And it's a recording that is filled with energy, and it has them getting back to their roots a little bit. This is Chris Thiele, the mandolin player. He won the MacArthur Genius Grant about a year and a half ago. And we played some of his music on our classical side. He's one of those crossover musicians. Mm. But together, this is just filled with energy and very powerful music. Love it.
Let's take a listen to just a few more seconds. You mentioned the Chris Thiele. Am I saying his name right?
Thiele. Yeah.
As a crossover musician, do you know, have you spoken to anybody who's done that? How difficult is it to change the style? You know, you're playing the same instrument, but different genres.
It is, and there are quite a few musicians who do it, and we're seeing it more and more with people like Yo-Yo Ma, and there are quite a few. Susan Werner comes to mind, who does jazz, and she does folk, and there are quite a few in the library sometimes that we don't know how to categorize, and we're getting more and more in like that.
How do you decide? Do you have a judging panel?
We do have some people in the building that listen for us and help us figure out what the genre is going to be. But we just sort of try and be as more inclusive than exclusive. So if it's folk rock, folk jazz, folk country, we try and be accommodating.
Nice. It's hard to apply science to an art, isn't it?
It is. Very subjective. Very subjective.
Who else have you brought in?
Well, we're going to hear Carrie Newcomer. She has a brand new CD, literally just came in the mail this past week. She has one of these rich alto voices, and she gets recording quality. I don't know how she does it, but the sound is just amazing. She's a real sort of philosophical writer, and her lyrics marry really well with her melodies, and the production also supports the music. It's just great.
Let's take a listen.
Please recount with a rasping sound a shadow cast on the autumn ground. It's a lovely wish, it's a tender sight, a promise made on shifting light. Bad news from the start, and still I gave my heart. There's a hole in the world, I've seen it coming for some time. This is how it always ends, upon the 10 o'clock line. There's a
This name of the song is called The 10 O'Clock Line, and that refers to a treaty made with the Native peoples of Indiana based on where the shadow falls at 10 o'clock in September. And that story stuck with her for years and became the topic of this particular song.
Wow. I hear a little bit of Roseanne Cash when I hear her voice. Is that a fair comparison?
I think so. She's got that kind of rich sound, that round sound, and a sense of... you really hear the spirit of her self through the music, if that makes any sense. And I hear that with Roseanne Cash. Mm. Love Roseanne Cash. Her list, the one of her dad's favorite songs, is one of my favorites.
Yes. And she had something new out, too.
She does.
Well, let's talk about Amy Ray. You've brought her in, too. What should we know about her?
Well, Amy Ray was here for an unplugged session with Simply Folk about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and she was just the warmest, most wonderful Southern person, intellectual and smart, and now she's done her first country album, and she has some really wonderful musicians participating with her, including Justin Vernon from the Eau Claire area and Kelly Hogan. Both of those are based in Wisconsin, and so it's really... She's really put together a group of great musicians, but she also recorded it in Asheville, North Carolina, and she did it with all analog recording equipment and no software, no quantizing, which is what makes it always perfectly on the beat, no auto-tuning. So this is a really natural CD. And we're going to hear a song about Duane Allman. That's the name of the song.
She came on up from way across, yeah, from a whiskey swamp and a vagabond clan, with a tune in her bucket and her head held high, and a book about her grandpa flying the skies. She said, man, it ain't never gonna be the same, you know, I'll give him a chance, but no one can play like Duane. Now it was back in the fall of 71, Duane met a flatbed coming home, with a song in the charts and his Harley flying through the air. Now he was just hitting the stride when the angels wept. He said, man, it ain't never gonna be the same, and never give him a chance, no one can play like Duane.
She discovered the Allman Brothers when she was a youngster, and when she was in seventh grade, she found out that he had died, and it really had a strong impact on her as a young budding musician. Mm. And she had been salting that away as the germ of a song for a long time, so this is how it came out. And she's singing here with Susan Tedeschi, the wonderful blues singer who's married to Derek Trucks, who's played with the Allman Brothers band for a long time.
Oh, wow. So she even got to kind of meet her connection there to the Allman Brothers. That's nice. Well, we have a couple of more selections to go through. And then, of course, if there's time, I want to talk to you about how you select such wonderful music and what gets you excited about them. You brought in Robbie Hecht. Tell us about Robbie Hecht.
You know, our assistant news director, Noah Ofshinsky, is the one who shared this musician with me. He said, you've got to check him out, and I did. He has a voice that's been described as a warm blanket, and his songwriting is just superb. He was an English major and history major here at the UW, and he went from here to Nashville and started his music career, and his writing is just exquisite. He makes these intimate songs. You feel like you're right in the living room with him singing to you. And the one that we're going to hear an excerpt of is called Stars. And he wrote about this song that he's reaching an age in his life where almost everybody he knows has lost someone close. And this is a song for them. It's about that struggle that we go through mourning as we learn to let go.
What am I supposed to do in the dark? What am I supposed to do in the dark? What am I supposed to do in the dark? Last night saw you in the stars last night. Saw you in the
Yeah, much different mood from the others.
It is. It's really kind of an introspective song, and his songs are deep. They're really wonderful. Most of them are kind of intimate like that. And what I like about this one, too, is it starts with a really spare guitar, and then he adds piano, and then the bass comes in. There's a Lowry organ, so it just sort of builds very slowly the way, you know, I just responded to it emotionally. It's just one of those kinds of songs. And he said that he's going to try and set up something in Wisconsin, and if he comes through the state, he'll come say hi to us.
So that's
be
great.
Really good, and play a little
more,
bit of music.
More reason to tune into Simply Folk. But Stephanie, you don't just host Simply Folk. You are also a classical host on Wisconsin Public Radio. And so, of course, we have to tip our hats a bit to the classical genre. What have you brought for us?
We've got some really high-energy classical music. This is Baroque music written by Vivaldi back around 1725 or so.
I'm going to pause you.
Okay.
Many people would say high energy classical music.
There is such a thing, and that's what attracted me about this recording. It just came in, and the violinist and the ensemble, they're young and energetic, and they just play the heck out of Vivaldi. Vivaldi was a music director at an orphanage for girls, and he was so good that it became like parents were trying to get their kids in, even if they weren't orphans, because of the music program. And he had some extremely talented musicians, which is you'll see when you hear the playing and think what these girls were doing. But this particular one is for two violins and strings, and this is a violinist that I stumbled across on YouTube, literally. He's amazing. He's Italian. His name is Riccardo Manassi, and he's playing with a Russian named Dmitry Sinkovsky. So this is high energy, don't you think?
Yeah, I could see that. And I wanted to ask you, too, as we only have 30 seconds here. You're listening. You see a lot of music come across your desk. How do you choose what to feature here and what to bring to our homes?
200 to 300 song tracks a week come in, and it has to be in tune, and the lyrics have to match the music, and the production has to be really high quality. It's those ones, and they stand out. The cream of the crop just stand right out, so you hear it right away, and then you're intrigued and sucked in. You want to hear the next one, and it's an emotional response. You know, if I feel myself start to get teary over a song or a lyric, then that's why. That's how I choose.
Stephanie, thank you for sharing your expertise with us. We'll have you on again.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie Elkins hosts Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio Sunday nights and classical music weekday mornings. I'm Cynthia Schuster with Mike Arnold. This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.